All right, well, it's time for a chat to Perth's Demon Days. Demon Days. They're a honeypot of neo-soul, jazz and funk, and they've just released their self-produced EP, Taking It Slow this time. 6 tracks of genre-bending soul music.
And also, the band has just kicked off their national tour along Brizzy Buddy's first Beige. They're stopping by Melbourne this Saturday at the Night Cat, and we're joined on the phone now with Bala from the band. Thanks so much for joining us, Bala.
Hello, thanks for having me.
No worries. Congratulations, Bella, on the release of the EP. You and the band must be stoked.
Oh, we're just happy it's out into the world now and that we can work on the next thing.
Yeah. Awesome. So the EP this time around was a self-produced effort, so I was wondering if you could take us back to the beginning, tell us what led the band to create the EP yourselves, and how did you find that process?
Yeah, so over the past couple of years, I guess we've worked with a couple of producers, and they've all been great, but for this EP I think we wanted to kind of prove to ourselves that we were capable of doing it ourselves, so we really took the time to kind of meticulously craft each song arrangement wise and production wise, which was awesome. So most of the songs on the EP we haven't really played live before. All of them were just done in the studio or like demos that we did in the basement of our friend's house. But yeah, it was a really awesome experience, and I definitely think we'll do it again.
Yeah, well, so you've indulged in some more complicated music arrangements and lyrics for Taking It Slow this time, so you took on more instrumentalists from outside of the band. Can you talk us through that process?
Yeah, well, it was actually, I really wanted strings for one song. I wanted it to be really epic. I kind of was inspired by No Name's track, Window, but there's like that beautiful string section and it's really magical. So we called up a couple of our friends that played cello and violin and viola, and we wrote the parts for them, so they just had to come in and play. And then we had a friend come in and do saxophone and guitar, which was awesome. I feel like it's lucky that we have a lot of really talented, incredible musicians around us that we can kind of just call up for favours. Mm-hmm. Very lucky.
Yeah, awesome. So each track on the EP sounds distinctively like a Demon Days jam, bursting with synths, brass and jazzy bass noodling. So I was wondering, like, how much fun was experimenting with new sounds for Taking It Slow this time?
Yeah, so a lot of it was kind of done in the early mornings during recording. We would just kind of stay at the studio for 12 hours and just really play around with sound and not limit ourselves. You know, if someone had an idea and it was silly, we'd still have a crack at it because, you know, it could be a really great idea. So I feel like we had a really openness for the experience, which was good.
Now, we'll be spinning your track Gravel in a moment. It's from your EP. And can you just tell us about this particular track and how it came together?
Yeah, so, well, lyrically, I wrote it. But it was about, last year I got, I don't know if you can say diagnosed, it's not that serious, it's just vocal nodules, but it's still pretty upsetting. But I was finding it quite hard to express how frustrated I was feeling by it. It's very debilitating. So I wrote the song to kind of just let, you know, the people in my band and the people around me know how it made me feel, because it was pretty devastating. And yeah, I'm on the road to recovery, so it's pretty good. But we really wanted a song that highlighted our trumpet player. So we made him kind of the star of the chorus, and then I kind of just, you know, echoed in the background, and we structured it around that instrumentally. But yeah, lyrically, it was more just about the journey of me overcoming my fears with the illness. Is it illness? I don't know if you can say illness.
Yeah. Well, it's really good that you are on the road to recovery, and you have had a massive year so far with more exciting tour dates around the country to come, but you described your highlights earlier this year as being chased by some very confident seagulls, also by Julie Gillard. Would you care to give some details on these?
Oh, that was the best demo. So, we were in Brisbane Airport, and, you know, when you're on tour, you're pretty exhausted and you're forgetful, and I dropped my passport. We were on our way to Canada, so we're in the international airport, and I needed my passport, and I dropped it. And I kept walking, I didn't realise, and I hear someone chasing after me, and I turn around, and it's Julia Gillard, and she's got my passport, and she goes, oh, you forgot it. And I just said, thank you, Julia.
That's funny.
She said her name, and said that she was my favourite PM.
Wow, that's incredible. So with the release of the EP and the tour, is there anything else exciting in store for Demon Days for the rest of the year, or will we be taking a well-deserved summer break?
Oh, well, probably having a bit of a chillaxer. We've been flying too much this year, to be honest, and everyone's a bit cranky. But we've got some exciting things in the works for an album that I cannot say much more else about.
Ooh. Well, that is some exciting news. Looks like more good things to come. So I'd just like to thank you for joining us tonight, Bella.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
No worries.
So here is Demon Days with Gravel. And remember, you can check them out live this Saturday at the Nightcat alongside First Beach. You're listening to The Hoist with Stefan and Ellen.